move your computer a little bit, so it's not so touching the camera.
It's not good.
But like for now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and we are recording, so.
Hey everybody, welcome to the detailed design meeting. Agenda. Last time we discussed the squishy foodiness of our remote controls and how we might pursue that. And I think somebody come up with some ideas. And we also talked about materials we use and what kind of chip would be necessary. So for later in the meeting, I've done a spreadsheet of production costs. So we'll take a look at that and see if it's changed at all from when we last discussed it. You guys have made a prototype presentation?
Okay, well, so our design looks something like this. And this being the wheel that you use to change channels or volume or whatever. There's a button, serves as the power button if you hold it down, and you just tap on it, I think it brings up the menu. And the base of the remote control, which has a squishy spongy rubbery feel, is interchangeable, so you can change the color according to, you know, the suit your living room or whatever.
And you can change the vegetable.
Yeah, you can change the vegetable.
Is that broccoli?
It's like broccoli. So this snaps off, and you can put on whichever one you want. This is not to scale because it would have the battery inside it. There's a mango. It's trendy fruit. It's not just ordinary fruit. So you don't have orange, you have mango. Like a strawberry is not as trendy.
It's very bright strawberry.
So we'll come up with a variety of trendy and exciting fruit designs for your remote control. And then people will be encouraged to buy 3 or 5 of them because they'll need to switch them out.
It's been a little bit difficult to make sure that it's hand-holdable and that the user can use it. You know, it's not too big. But we think that this size will be okay. And we will have to fit the battery case in there somehow. And I guess the only other thing that we really didn't talk about was, or design yet actually, would be the thing, the locator.
The locator is just a chiplet inside it.
Okay, so that's just...
The beeper is also inside it too, somewhere.
So you have to have a button on your, you have to attach the button to the...
Yeah, we didn't design that.
Yeah, that is it.
But it would be coordinating with that.
Yeah. Okay, that, you know, match the hands though.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to look in your project documents folder, there's an Excel spreadsheet. The only one that's in your production costs. If you open it up, I've just stuck the numbers in, it's a real challenge. But if I missed anything that we've gone over, or if you saw something that has changed. I mean, we're excited on batteries, and the regular chip would be necessary for the more advanced iPod-like button. I said uncurved and flat, I think that's what you have there, is that right? For the plastic part would be...
My impression was that flat meant like one of those square remotes. But it's really not very clear because you've got single curve and double curve. And
right.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. One side is curved and then the other side is curved.
Well, if we're talking about the area just... I don't know. I guess we'd have to contact the company that makes them and see. So what else? There's plastic for an area around the button. And then rubber would be the squishy red thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And lots of special colors, actually. So, do you see anything that I've missed?
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's all right.
Yeah, so that would make our total of 11.9, which is less than 12.5, which means we'd be making more profit. And if we sold a lot of squishy things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So. What did you work on?
Evaluation criteria.
Okay.
I've got the presentation.
Okay.
Right, what happens is we have to decide whether this whole project we've been working on actually meets the standards we were set at the start. The method is, I've analyzed the user requirements and integrated them to the trend spending marketing reports and in our company's strategy marketing. And the findings were that we needed to look in a certain way, feel in a certain way, and this is everything's listed down. Look in a certain way, feel in a certain way, it has to be technologically innovative, and it has to be easy to use. These were all things we looked at the start, and criteria that have to be met. We have to use a table, I'll show you that later, together to decide whether it meets the standards. And we have, therefore, in total, we have five, we have 11 points according to which this should be evaluated. And basically, the findings are the same as the evaluation criteria. I would like to show you the table we have to use. No. This is the table. Can you see this here? So the questions I've given you, could you write that down? True is one and false is seven. And we'll just go through each point together. I think if each of us gives an opinion, then they can be mixed somehow. I don't know how it works exactly. I haven't been told.
Is it possible that we can bring this up on our own?
Yeah, it's in the project documents.
Is it being three in this?
It's called evaluation criteria. And it's under evaluation.
The PowerPoint one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You found it there? So it was yeah, choose one.
Choose one if that's this.
Do you want us to discuss this together or do you want us to do it separately?
We'll do that separately and then discuss
Okay.
it. If that's what you want to do.
So it's actually a scale.
Right, one is true and so these are
Um,
the questions we're answering.
yes,
And one
it's, if
is.
it's fancy, you put
Oh,
one.
right,
If
okay.
it's really unfancy, it's
If it's
seven.
somewhere in between, you put four.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Gotcha.
feel fancy. He's so cool. No.
We should already do questions.
Should we, yeah.
The bottle is easy to insert.
I'm gonna say yes.
Yes? Very, very true.
I imagine there's somewhere on the front, you know, little keys that you stick them in.
Okay.
Can you start writing?
I'm glad I'm supposed to use a whiteboard.
To me, is it necessary?
I don't think so.
Or just do
yeah, the marker had kind of stopped working last
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
I mean, unless
I can't
ever need it. And unless you can't even need it.
Okay. Right, so 1.1. We're just going to circle one. Oh, I don't know. Right. One.
Five.
Two. Okay, so do we just start it up and divide it by four? Is that what the company does?
I think we should.
It's four if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's the 16 plus four.
Oh, no, that's the 13. 1552.
Oh, I thought she said five.
1552 is 13 over 4 for now. Yes. Next. 3. 6. 6. 2.
I wasn't cheating this.
Right. 1.3 is.
So wait, so 1 was true and 7 was false?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys really didn't like it?
I thought
it was the other way around.
The other way around.
So we do have all about the same thing. We just
yeah.
It was
I was
one
true,
and
points, you know,
false is seven. I should have cut the table up.
Oh
just,
gosh. Okay.
I'll just
well,
reverse them all. It's no problem.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad this came up.
I was like, why did you guys design it that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys hated it.
Starting again, 1.1?
1. Say 2.
3.
2. Okay, 1.2? 3.
2.
2.
2. Okay. 1.3?
1.
1.
1.
2.1? 2.
2.1.
Like I missed two. Wait, is that 2.1?
Yeah, I put it down as
Yeah.
1.4.
1.4,
Oh,
1.5. Okay,
okay,
right. That's,
sorry.
I have two.
Everything's all coming together.
One, sorry about that. 2.2, which is 1.5.
One.
Three. Wait, where did I put three? Oh, one. I meant one on my two.
3.1, is that correct on my
Yeah.
side? Yeah. One.
3.1, I have four.
Three.
One, four, three, 3.2.
Three.
Three.
One. 3.3.
One.
One.
Two.
4.1.
One.
Two.
Five.
Two. 4.2.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Two and 4.3.
Two.
One.
Two.
Right, so I put one on that. Okay, I'll just do the calculations now if you want to continue.
Okay,
Or is it tedious? I'm sorry this was so tedious.
No, 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 it's I think we should look at the ones that like was when people said four or it looks like we might want to discuss changing an aspect of the remote.
Okay. Well, the worst ones were 3.1.
Mm-hmm.
Does everyone have the slide? 3.1.
That was material.
Slideshow. Material, technological innovative. Okay. Do you want to change it with the suggestion? Which one is that again, sorry?
3.1?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is 3.1 was not that good. 4.1.
Is the shape.
The shape. I think 4.2.
See, I'm having trouble imagining that is it gonna be the size, like the controller or bigger.
Mm-hmm. What if we just smash all the vegetables flat and like then if you could hold it in your hand better?
I think the base would definitely be larger because some of these are not as easy to hold.
Yeah.
Kind of smallish.
No, but I imagine even if it was bigger, like if it's round and it's big, then you can't get.
Yeah.
That's why remote controls
Yeah.
are long because
Yeah.
you have that thumb kind of. So they could all be bananas and cucumbers.
Yeah.
But I personally don't think this is comfortable to sit
yeah.
down. Like it's
but like
not
if
the
you
position.
just squash them flat, like you made it flat.
I'll throw that stress ball stuff, they would be pretty squishable.
But it's still too big, I think.
Yeah. And would it even resemble fruit that way?
Yeah, like certain ones you'd have to limit the fruit selection. Like you could probably do a strawberry still.
Yeah.
I think the broccoli would be out. Although the broccoli is quite comfortable, I have to say, like
Yeah, but I think when you were holding
yeah,
that before it
that
actually
looked pretty
looked,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
are there any fruits that look like broccoli?
I wish I could make a rhubarb.
I think like broccoli is my favorite actually.
I think
what if it was just patterns on like we chose the shape or the shape could be whatever we wanted and then it would just be like a design on the rubber.
Huh?
You
oh
know,
okay.
like
so
just
it's
a printed
pattern,
yeah
not just
or
the shape.
Color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, we could even have fruit, like, around.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I
don't
know.
But
yeah, just
if
have
we
the color match or something.
Yeah. And if we want to incorporate the fruit thing somehow, there might be, I mean, if it conflicts with the comfort of actually holding
yeah.
me.
Because, yeah, no one wants to hold it. Like, I don't know, some of them you can kind of see as, like, if it was only this, you know, if it was shaped like that and it just had that, but the problem
mm.
is you have to attach that and this has to be detachable.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe that's just too
well,
big
see,
because.
See, the reason the broccoli works is You can kind of hold it like that,
Yeah,
which is
so
a nice kind
it'll
of,
stick.
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I
I
guess
mean, is there some way we could make it this kind of shape? Because, like,
we can
kind
make
of.
that shape but just have different colors for
Yeah.
all the different fruits.
And, like,
Maybe
even
it was
a.
shape because we would like
Or
pull
even,
people in.
like. Yeah, like you said, like a joystick, like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, we could do. I'm trying to think of a shape, like fruits that are.
Because that, I think. I mean, that fits the whole round iPod idea.
Yeah.
And we still have the comfort of holding it like that. And you could, like, if it's like this, you could put fruit designs and stuff on
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But, I mean, do we have any other ideas like that?
We could
Like the critical ones come up to be, yeah, that one, look at them. Battery is easy to insert for some reason, which can be easily. I think that's like to open them.
Letters are
How did
going
everyone get another one on the tin?
in the back.
Yeah, they've got to be either on the front or the side
The
of your.
reason I didn't even want, I think I needed a three, because I thought you'd have to, like, unclip.
Yeah,
Now
I
you
imagine
could,
there'd be sort of a patch
just like
door.
any other one.
I'm gonna normal
Yeah.
one.
Yeah.
So it can be either. No, it can't be in the front, the arrow is right there, but it'd be on the sides probably.
I think everyone's on three anyway. So I think it's. Yeah, those are the other two points. Cool. Well. Yeah, the broccoli, I guess, wins. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with changing the shape. I'm not just having fun making strawberries and stuff.
You're a bit off task. I can't think of any. So we'll have to like. Yeah, I don't know. We could make the touchpad in different shapes, but then it kind of redesigns the whole project. Like, but you could do
Well,
like.
that's just what normal people get used to having the buttons
Yeah,
in one
that's
shape.
true.
Yeah.
And it would probably cost more to produce.
Yeah, that's true.
Just like even more.
How about having different colors of watching but having different shapes too?
Yeah. Which is what printing would be, like just printing the fruit on. Finance, evaluation, control, production, evaluation. It's the project evaluation.
Well, this one is cool.
I guess we're supposed to discuss the process of the project and how satisfied we're. Oh, it's all right. No.
It's a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Did you feel there was a lot of room for creativity and sort of.
Sure.
Yeah.
I did.
I mean, fruit and squishiness have more
Sponginess.
creativity.
The prototype making is very creatively stimulating, and I think we've come up with a product that's fun and meets all the criteria.
And how was our leadership and teamwork?
I think it was good. We knew what we were doing. It was a very democratic process, and everyone got to contribute.
Well, I thought my leadership was crap personally.
Well, you told us when to start and when to end, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I think you're fine.
I'm never gonna do a management position, I know that now. Yeah, I thought we
Yeah,
all got together.
they all sort of blended. Yeah, I think it more than anything, we didn't really have our set goals so much as we just be like,
Yeah.
all had our
Very
brains going.
democratic.
Yeah.
No spats, that was good. And the means for, like, the materials we used, how convenient were they? Like the pens, the whiteboard, I mean.
Well, I'm not a big fan of any Microsoft PowerPoint or any
You're a
of
Mac
this stuff.
person.
No, I never touch Macs either. I just use the Unix or the off market sort of WordPerfect and all these other things.
Which doesn't allow you to use a flat PC.
Well, the problem is if you don't, like, my new computer never has WordPerfect, so I have to go track someone down who has an old disk and then I have to reinstall it. So I have all these documents I can't use now. But yeah, I mean, this is okay.
I felt like my, I don't know if it was just my role, but I thought that the information that was available to me was kind of just like, or maybe it was just the idea that we had, but there was kind of, it was kind of like, okay, I don't really think, I don't know what I'm doing here, so I didn't really think it was helpful. So I kind of just made up my own stuff, and I didn't really like the PowerPoint presentations, so I kind of wrote a lot of notes instead. But yeah, I don't really like PowerPoint.
Yeah, I never use it.
Yeah,
I can't say I found everything particularly helpful.
Yeah, I didn't really. Yeah.
The first bit of information was like a child's drawing picture of how everyone works.
No, mine was really helpful, wasn't it? My stuff was quite helpful.
I mean,
my problem,
because my problem was you guys had access to, like, they'd send you to sites and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I couldn't do that. So I didn't really know what you guys were doing, and then you were talking about it, it's just like, that's why I seemed so ignorant when you were explaining things.
Yeah, mine was mostly made up, except when they told me, like, you know, titanium costs more than
you
need to make a remote control.
But it must have been quite difficult for them to build the whole
system,
because of course they can't give you anything comparable to the internet.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's interesting how it all went together. Like, I had the stuff about how rubber is cheap and you have nothing to light or spongy. Seems planned.
Yeah, I kind of thought that I felt like I would go and, like, try to use my information, or, like, I'd make this stupid little presentation and then, like, I just would end up talking about something completely unrelated because, I don't know, I felt like I was off task all the time, but,
Well, I mean, we really got into talking about, like, personal practicality, like, it wasn't necessarily what was, like, we would never have thought of fruit or sponginess, you know?
Yeah,
so
I hadn't told the fruit was.
But I think that it might be to see whether people actually will come up with the same.
Oh, right, given certain information, or?
Yeah, like,
yeah.
If everyone's given the same information, I don't know, anyway, what's next? I know that's not
What did you guys think of the pens?
They're pretty cool. I'm gonna start to write with them.
Yeah, and I've forgotten once or twice to check the locks.
I'd like to see what it looks like.
They're nicer than the pen that I'm using. It's like your stuff actually shows up here rather than having to look at the screen and write.
Mm.
That being said,
and new ideas found?
That's all very new.
Yeah,
I think I'd like to, like, it was, I think the microphones are okay when you're sitting down, but, like, they're kind of clumsy, I guess.
Well, they drop off if you, like, move too much.
Yeah, I don't know, but
I don't think they're supposed to be testing these microphones. Maybe they are. I don't know.
I think that all this technology, like, I guess some people must be interested in using it, but I can't imagine finding it any more useful than, like, looking at someone's notes.
Well, the thing is, like, I actually worked in a company, and I had a role, and I had to go to meetings. And, like, the last thing I would have wanted would be to have to watch a video because I missed a meeting. Like, usually I miss meetings deliberately. There's really not that much information that actually goes through a real meeting, like, when you're actually at a real meeting in a real company.
Hmm.
It's mostly, like, rehashing old stuff and just sort of going over general stuff that anybody who's been on task should already know. It's like, there's just really not a lot of information.
It's kind of like an excessive.
It seems like way overkill.
Yeah.
Like, if I missed a meeting, I could probably get it summed up in, like, one sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to watch like a 2-hour video with the sound and the transcript and I guess it would be, it's gotta be worth it. I guess I'm just mostly curious about like what kind of person or like company would really find it useful. A PETA.
Does anyone want to talk about fruit more while we still have time? Any other ideas?
Are we supposed to work with it?
We still have time if there's any other input. I mean, I think we did really well personally, which is why we've, you know, gone through this so quickly. Because, I mean, we all kind of agreed that our product is satisfactory, it fits the budget, and it's shiny.
Amazing.
So. So I think that's all for today.
Okay, I got to put in all this stuff.
Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.
Yeah. I think I've learned not to bring Play-Doh to meetings.
I think it would be a good idea.
I've learned to get people actually paying attention, especially if they have food.
So I guess we're supposed to write final reports.
Almost?
I don't know.
I have mine.